our vaccine rates are going up, cases are going down. And from your perspective of someone who's been following this pandemic very closely since last year, how does it look on your end, just being in the hospital, having far fewer cases?
And we still are coming across seriously ill people, people who require medevacs. And we're not quite out of the woods yet, but it is a tremendous relief to see the significant decrease in cases that we've seen in the past month.
Last week, KYUK reported a story that Bethel had a full week of no new confirmed cases announced. That was the first time in 6 months since August of 2020. Over the past week, we've had a total of 45 new cases and one person who was hospitalized in the Bethel hospital, but no medevacs and no deaths, though there was a death just in the week prior. Seeing this tremendous decrease in positive cases, is it that people aren't being tested as often, or can we trust that, yes, truly, the case numbers are going down?
I think we can trust that, yes, truly, the case numbers are going down. Part of it is our testing numbers have maintained slightly lower than normal, but mostly steady, and our test positivity rate is also plummeting. I think that's two ways for us to feel a little bit comfortable that this is a real decline in cases and not just that we're not finding them.
How will YKHC make sure that it's testing enough people in a broad enough geographic area of the region to be able to get a true sense of what the test positivity rate of what the case rate is?
Every village clinic, every sub-regional clinic, and the hospital, when you enter, you'll be off, you know, it's not required, but you'll be offered the chance to test with the rapid antigen test so you can get the results right away. We're still continuing to offer kind of surveillance testing for employees and employers who want that. If they haven't been fully vaccinated, that's a good group that should probably be tested regularly, especially if those individuals have like a lot of interaction with the public. We're working with our school districts to offer testing to our students who are going back into in-person learning, both to help with surveillance, but also to help prevent serious outbreaks in schools. So that's kind of our strategy to do that. And we do want to get a good portion of the population tested on a regular basis.
And then also at the airport, testing is continuing as well in Bethel.
Yes, that's correct. So we offer testing for all incoming passengers.
The vaccination rate in the region is just extraordinary, comparing it to the statewide, comparing it nationally. In the YK Delta, the rate is over twice the national amount for people who've received one dose of the vaccine and over three times the amount for people who've received two doses of the vaccine. That's nearly 9,000 people who've received at least one dose of the vaccine and nearly 6,000 people who've received two doses. How has YKHC been able to deploy this vaccine so much better than it seems like pretty much anywhere else in the nation?
It is a team effort. There are so many people who have worked so hard and so many hours to make this work. We have been distributing vaccine to rural clinics for decades. So we had sort of infrastructure in place to both keep inventory straight, get it shipped out, get people vaccinated, and get that information quickly back into the record and back into BackTrack, which is required by the state of Alaska. And secondly, people worked really hard and really long hours, a lot of extra calling, hundreds of phone calls, dozens of flights out to do this. So just a very, very dedicated team of professionals. And I just have to say, it is the most extraordinary project I have ever been a part of. It is extraordinary how people came together and got this vaccine distributed to our most vulnerable.
And by these numbers, it seems like people who are getting the first dose are coming back to receive the second dose. How is YKHC ensuring that people are able to receive that second dose, that they know to come back? And is there anyone who just they don't want to come back?
If you're vaccinated in Bethel, we make an appointment for you before you leave our wellness center. And if you're vaccinated at an external site, either in your home or in the grocery store where we've been offering vaccine, we call you and schedule that appointment right away so that you have an appointment in hand before you even leave. And if you miss your appointment, we call an offer to reschedule it. For the villages, it's a little bit different because we have really sort of defined times when we're back in the village vaccinating again or when we have shipped the next dose out. So generally speaking, especially if YK personnel are coming to the village from Bethel to vaccinate, people are aware of when we're coming and it's scheduled, as always, of course, weather permitting. And that's how people know to come back for their doses because we're there vaccinating. Or the health aides call people to come in for their second dose. And you're right, we have had a pretty good return for the second dose.
I saw in a Facebook post that vaccines were delivered in the upper Kuskokwim to the furthest reaches of the region to Sleep Mute, Stony River, and Lime Village. Does that mean now that every community that YKHC services has received the COVID vaccine?
Yep. Every single community has had the opportunity to get vaccinated. I believe we had vaccinated in Sleep Mute, Crooked Creek and Stony River some time ago, but we hadn't been able to get into Lime Village and Red Devil yet. So we went last week.
I saw that YKHC is also offering vaccines at Swanson's, at AC, and at the old Senior Center and Housing Subdivision, which makes me question, is this the only place in the country where you can go to pick up dinner and then also get a vaccine?
Perhaps, I'm not sure, but we wanted to remove as many barriers as we possibly could to vaccination. And it occurred to us that people without transportation, it might be hard to get to the hospital if you don't have a car or the means to take a cab. So I thought maybe if we got closer to the neighborhoods where there were people who wanted to be vaccinated and just weren't able to do it, or if they were too busy maybe to make it up to the hospital. So just a way to just eliminate all possible barriers. Keep in mind that a month ago, even 6 weeks ago, we were in desperate times. We had the highest case rates in the nation. Things were sort of rough. So getting as many shots into arms was one of the tools that we needed to use to try to get this pandemic under control in our area. So trying to get people, reduce all the barriers that we possibly could to get as many people vaccinated as we possibly could was the goal.
I was at AC doing my grocery shopping and I saw COVID vaccines. And so I just asked, wow, when did this start? What's this about? And it was interesting. I thought that the woman said that some people didn't want to go to the hospital. They didn't want to have any sort of possible exposure at the hospital. I know there's a lot of safety measures occurring, but also that many people just had a lot of questions. And it was a place just to be able to interact with the community, answer questions about the virus and about the vaccine. Beyond answering those questions, have people been choosing to get vaccinated at the grocery stores?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had pretty good response every single time that we've been able to go and set up a table. We have in the past done flu shots at AC and Swanson, so it's not unprecedented that we would do something off-site. We often take our vaccine show on the road, so to speak, but with COVID vaccine, because of the precautions that you kind of have to take, I wasn't entirely certain it would work, and I was very pleased that it had.
How are the people who choose to get vaccinated at the grocery store also tracked to make sure that they receive their second dose?
We keep a log of everyone who's vaccinated. And once we get back to the hospital, we enter them all into our system and we schedule them a second appointment and then call them to make sure they're aware of when they needed to return. So you give them kind of a written appointment sort of on the back of their card so they sort of know approximately when it'll be. And then we give them a specific time. And I think it's been working out really well. And the other thing that occurred to me is, well, what if people are in the grocery store and they aren't able to get back, you know, to the hospital, or like you mentioned, they don't want to go back to the hospital. So we can be very flexible about that. We've even done in-home vaccinations, especially for like homebound elders or people without reliable means of transportation.
Would you know how many times YKHC has gone to someone's house to deliver vaccines?
I don't know the exact number, but many, especially if it's a homebound elder or they're caring for a homebound elder who might be vaccinated and there's other people in the home who need to be vaccinated. And we've gone to some of our like Lulu Heron House and Ayafik Apartments where we know there's a larger concentration of people who have difficulty getting out and about, especially, you know, it's been bitterly cold. Like I said, we'll take the vaccine to them, as many shots in arms as we can get.
The CDC, I believe 2 weeks ago now, then also YKHC has issued new guidelines for quarantining after exposure to someone who has COVID-19, whether confirmed or suspected. So what are those new guidelines?
The CDC released guidelines that said if you are a person who's fully vaccinated, so that means 2 weeks after your second dose, and you are exposed to somebody with COVID, you don't have to quarantine, which is really good news and a big relief for many people. YKHC is still asking people to get tested if they've been exposed. The vaccine's 95% effective, which is very effective, but there's still that 5% of people who may still test positive. And we don't know for sure if those people can pass on the virus or not after they've been vaccinated and are exposed and test positive. So we're still asking people to get tested, usually about a week after the exposure.
Considering that quarantine restrictions are changing and that spring break is coming up very soon, what are the recommendations for quarantining after traveling in the region versus in state versus out of state?
If you're not vaccinated or you're not fully vaccinated, YKHC is still recommending that 14 days of quarantine after travel. It's not necessarily that people are traveling to areas of high incidence. It's that traveling itself is kind of risky. You know, you can't control who sits near you on the airplane, and you're exposed to people as you travel in transit airports. So we want people to test as soon as they get back from travel and then about a week after, and then quarantine for 14 days.
About half of the population of this region is not eligible for a vaccine because they're below the age of 16, where the vaccine is not yet approved for. And Dr. Anthony Fauci, lead infectious disease control expert for the nation, has said that 75 to 80% of the population would need to get vaccinated. And then a few months after that, we would achieve herd immunity, where we could hopefully at that point stop wearing masks and the virus would not be this widespread public health threat. Considering that our population is so young here, how should we be perceiving this vaccine? It feels so exciting that the cases are so much lower, that the test positivity rate is so much lower, but we are not going to get to that herd immunity for a long time. And the trials on children for this vaccine are only now just beginning, and we don't know when they're going to be finished and when that vaccine will be released. So I guess, how should we manage our expectations right now?
I don't have a firm answer for that. I think it's important that we vaccinate 100% of the eligible people who can be vaccinated. And that's my goal. That's going to help. There is some data to suggest when you get to about 30% of the total population, you start to turn the corner a little bit. We kind of saw that in our data. When we started to hit, you know, that 25, 30% of the population getting vaccinated, our cases started to come down. The nice thing about this particular vaccine, the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines that we have available right now, is that they're 95% effective in preventing any infection, but they're nearly 100% effective in preventing severe infection. So even people who've received only one dose of the vaccine, often if they do become infected, don't become seriously ill. They don't require hospitalization. And many times they don't even have symptoms, or if they have symptoms, they're very, very mild. Again, you know, with the variant, the B.1.1.7 variant that's been circulating in the lower 48, sometimes called the UK variant, it's more contagious. And so if that variant makes it to our region and sets hold, I think we're going to be in really big trouble. So the more people we can vaccinate before that happens, the safer we're all going to be.
How is the rate of vaccinations? We've had a large percentage of the population that has been vaccinated. Is the rate of that constant? Is it fluctuating? Is it slowing down?
Some of it depends on the villages that we're able to get to because of weather. So if we have a week of bad weather, then of course the rate of our vaccinations slow down. And certainly we were much busier at the very beginning of vaccine when it was available. And especially when we were vaccinating healthcare workers, we had just an urgent need to get as many healthcare workers vaccinated as soon as we possibly could, and our elders. So it has slowed down somewhat. And this is part of it too, just encouraging everyone who's interested in getting vaccinated to go ahead and fill that form out online, and we'll call you and schedule an appointment. And vaccine, this is a very safe and a highly efficacious vaccine. It's important that we try to get everyone vaccinated that we can.
YKHC has issued a recommendation 3 times for a month-long region-wide lockdown. The current recommendation expires on February 28th at the end of this month. Do you anticipate YKHC issuing another lockdown recommendation?
I don't think we'll have a strict lockdown requirement recommendation. And we're coming up with some guidance on the safest way to lift up lockdown and hunker down. I don't want to take our foot off the brake so fast, you know, because I think there's still a potential for outbreaks. So we want to just be really careful about that. On the other hand, our cases are coming down. Our test positivity rates are coming down. So it's time to try to lighten some of those restrictions and start re-entering society. By the end of this week, we should have a document ready for release that would describe how we think that's safe to do.
people who are fully vaccinated, it's been 2 weeks since their second dose, they have as much antibodies as they're going to probably develop. Can they hang out with no mask inside? They want to get together with friends who they haven't been able to see their bottom part of their faces in months.
That's a great question. And we're all ready for that. I'm ready for that. I miss my friends. When I walked down to the start of the K300 and I saw all those cars around and all the people around, I was like, I really miss this. I miss humanity. I miss that interaction. I think we're all hungry for that. But my answer to that would be not quite yet. We still had, like you said, I think over 50 cases or close to 50 cases in the last week. We'd really like to see that number less than 25 cases a week. And we're getting there. All the hard work everyone's doing is paying off. We just need a few more weeks of being careful and then we'll start thinking about that. But I think outside, as soon as we get below 25 cases a week, outside gatherings, if you can stay 6 feet apart and have masks on, I think that would be totally fine. Especially as the weather starts to get better, those kinds of things will be good. Although, you know, lots of us have been doing this kind of thing even in the very cold weather, as long as you're really careful and stay far apart from everyone. So just give us a little more time.
And Dr. Hodges, is there anything else we should cover about this virus, about the vaccine effort?
I think just how grateful I am for the public's patience as we go through all these ever-changing requirements and recommendations. And I'm grateful for everyone's participation in that and continued vigilance, especially as our case rates go down. It's very tempting to start interacting, but we're just not quite ready for that yet.
Dr. Hodges, thank you so much.
Thank you, Anna Rose.